Emer Abbas directs business development for a Silicon Valley fiber optic company. He's also a Shiite Muslim from Pakistan. In the wake of the terrorist attacks, he took a long, hard look at himself, and what he saw made him nervous.
I've lived in the U.S. for the last 13 years, and I'm just months away from becoming hyphenated forever as a Pakistani-American. You see, my citizenship is about to come through. At least I hope it is. Either that or the FBI is coming to take me away. The argument for the latter is sadly rather strong. Remember, my last name is Abbas, a common name amongst Muslims, and it appears amongst alleged terrorists. I used to encounter my last name often on a warning list of potential terrorists when I worked inside the World Trade Center for Salomon Brothers, a New York investment bank. So two more strikes against me. I have a terrorist last name, and I have intimate knowledge of the World Trade Center. It gets worse. Last April, I joined a flight school just a few miles from Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. I bought hundreds of dollars of flight manuals and aeronautical charts of the D.C. region, which clearly detailed the restricted flying areas around the Pentagon, the White House, and the Capitol. Being a good student, I studied diligently. I carried my flight manuals and books everywhere with me, especially on the weekly transcontinental flights that I took between my home in D.C. and my work in Silicon Valley. What better time to study than during a 6-hour flight? I also bought Microsoft's Flight Simulator 2000 program with additional paraphernalia such as rudder pedals, which make it all even more realistic. And yes, one of the many fun simulated flights that I would try to master was to buzz the Statue of Liberty and then with great skill maneuver the planes between the Twin Towers. I'm sure I saved one such successful flight on my computer, and probably even mentioned it to my friends Ali, Adnan, and Umar, who are also Pakistani and fellow pilots. So you see where all this is going? And here's the kicker. My wife's old friend and classmate from her graduate student days in Boston is a sibling of Bin Laden's. No kidding, there's actually a videotape of him at our wedding. We were all dancing together. They keep in touch. The last call my wife received but wasn't around to pick up was on Monday, September 10th. So I'm pretty sure that my name is among either the 5,200 tips filed with the FBI or the 32,000 leads submitted over the internet. But what can I do? Not much. Although as I wait for my citizenship and try to go about my business, I do keep a mental list of people, mostly white people, who will happily vouch for my innocence when the knock comes on my door.
Silicon Valley executive Emer Abbas. He emailed today to say the knock he was expecting did arrive. On Thursday, when he got home from work to get ready for a flying lesson, two FBI agents were waiting at his door. They finished their interview in time for him to make it to the airfield, and he told the agents his father was in the Air Force, and it's been his boyhood dream to become a pilot. And for this evening, that's All Things Considered. Kitty Isley edits, Tracy Wall directs, and Walter Ray Watson produces, with DeVar Ardalan, Alice Winkler, Annie Wu, Steve Lichtai, Rob Sachs, and Molly Peterson. The technical director is Jerry Tennant. Audio engineers include Kurt Turner and Guy Napper. Key Molesky is our reference librarian. Sally Robertson is in the program library. The newscast producer is Quinn O'Toole. Special thanks tonight to Janet Domowitz, Steve Drummond, Barbara Ream, and Tom Woodward. The executive producer for Weekend News is Paul Brown. And I'm Lynn Neary. Good evening from Weekend All Things Considered and NPR News.